Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom mixed with a healthy dose of real talk. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs. We all have those days, right? When it feels like the universe is conspiring against us. You're stuck in traffic, your coffee spills, and that presentation you've been prepping for falls flat. Ever feel like the ground just disappears from under you? But what if I told you there was a way to not only survive those rough patches but actually come out stronger on the other side? Today, we're diving into the power of cultivating inner strength through adversity. Think of it like this. Challenges aren't meant to break us, they're meant to forge us. Like that old saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's cliche for a reason, folks. Now, I'm not talking about some airy-fairy, think positive, BS. This is real talk, grounded in the wisdom of Stoicism. This ancient philosophy isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about recognizing that we have control over our reactions to events, not the events themselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that inner fortress. 1. Embrace discomfort. Listen up. Growth happens outside of your comfort zone. You wouldn't become a rock climber by staying on flat ground, right? Facing challenges head-on, even when they feel daunting, is essential for building resilience. 2. Control what you can. We can't control everything that happens to us, traffic jams, bad weather, annoying coworkers, you name it. But we can control our reactions to those things. Choose to focus on what you can influence, your attitude, your effort, your responses. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? We all do. Stoicism emphasizes being present in the moment. When you find yourself dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, gently bring your attention back to what's happening right now. Take a deep breath, feel your feet on the ground, and focus on your senses. 4. Find meaning in adversity. This is a big one. Look, challenges suck, but they can also be opportunities for growth and learning. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use it to become stronger and wiser? Sometimes, the most valuable lessons come from the toughest times. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, folks, gratitude is a game changer. When you focus on what you're thankful for, even in tough times, your perspective shifts. It helps you appreciate the good things in your life and build resilience against negativity. Think about it. You've probably faced some setbacks in your life, maybe even a few gut punches that left you feeling knocked down. But remember those times when you bounced back, stronger than before? You learned something valuable from those experiences, didn't you? Now imagine using those lessons to navigate future challenges with even more confidence and strength. Let me give you an example. Picture this. You're working towards a big promotion at work. You put in the hours, go above and beyond, but then, boom. Someone else gets the job. Talk about a letdown. You might feel disappointed, maybe even a little angry or jealous. But here's where the Stoic approach comes in. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Maybe there are areas you can improve, skills you can develop, or new perspectives to gain. Use this experience as fuel to work even harder next time. You'll come out of it stronger and more prepared than ever. Remember, folks, cultivating inner strength is a continuous journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices every day to face challenges with courage, learn from adversity, and find meaning in the ups and downs of life. You've got this. So, my challenge for you today is simple. Identify one small area where you can apply these Stoic principles. Maybe it's practicing mindfulness during your commute or finding gratitude for a delicious cup of coffee. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'm at Calm and Confident on Instagram and Twitter. Let's build each other up. Join the conversation, share your experiences, and remember, you're capable of incredible things. We'll catch you tomorrow with another dose of Calm and Confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.